My damp Wrangler blue jeans were sticking to the vinyl seat of our cold car, but I listened happily to whatever was on the radio. It was the age of disco and rock and country rock and prog rock and yacht rock and ballads. Led Zeppelin coexisted benignly with Donna Summer, and Aerosmith lived peacefully with Elton John. Then I heard something new. Love Hangover by Diana Ross. I knew disco music, although I didn't think of it as being particularly different from the other types of music played on AM radio. But Love Hangover was different. The opening was languid, otherworldly, and seductive, and it scared me. Anything related to sex or sensuality terrified me and made me want to go watch Looney Tunes cartoons. Whenever I watched TV with my mom and the characters on Maud or the Love Boat hinted at sex or intimacy, I froze and waited silently for the moment to end. But Love Hangover was different. First of all, it was on the radio, so it had to be good. Second of all, it sounded futuristic. I was obsessed with Star Trek and Space 1999 and had decided that I loved all things futuristic. The future was clean and interesting and didn't involve sad parents smoking Winstons in laundromats. So even though I knew it was about sex, I listened to Love Hangover all the way through. It was a futuristic song on the radio, and neither the radio nor the future had ever betrayed me.